Something About Amy. Girls from the Street, Book 1. Written by S.E. Smith. Narrated by Allison River. Chapter 1.
Listen up!
Stanley Becker yelled, his deep baritone voice booming in the small space.
I need a volunteer to deliver a letter downtown.
In the crowded workroom of Becker Courier Services in Upper East Manhattan, a chorus of groans greeted his announcement. Stanley's gaze swept over the six occupants of the room, and each person looked the other way when he focused on them, as if that would make them invisible. The room was organized chaos. Bicycles, some intact and ready to go, others in pieces with greasy parts scattered on old envelopes and newspapers, jockeyed for space with the dilapidated love seat, banged-up desks, and lockers. Couriers of all different shapes, sizes, and colors fought for the limited seating as they finished their last-minute paperwork before quitting time or choked down the fast food that they had grabbed after not eating all day. When no one responded, Stanley yelled,
"Carl!" "Can't do it, boss," Carl shouted back. "Taxi driver on 57th bent my rim."
Stanley's curse-riddled opinion on taxi drivers caused snickers to abound.
"Eric!"
Stanley barked. Eric was already shaking his head.
"Can't, boss. I've already got over 40 hours this week, and tonight's dinner with my future in-laws. Becky said if I was late, that was it."
Polly held up her hands.
"I'm out. I've got a flight in 2 hours, and Shu promised to drive me, so don't bother asking her. I'll be lucky to make it to the airport as it is."
Stanley slammed his hand on the counter and scowled.
"This has to be at the Harris Building by 6 p.m.
Everyone's eyes went to the large atomic clock on the wall. Trey scoffed and shook his head. Carl snorted and continued working on his bike.
"It's 5:30 on a Friday night, boss," Carl replied. "No one can make that run and get there by 6 p.m. It's impossible."
"What's impossible?"
Everyone's eyes turned from Carl to the owner of the new voice. Amy Wheels stepped on the back of her skateboard and caught it in midair. A courier bag was draped across her body. She reached into her pocket, retrieved a brand new bike tube, and tossed it to Carl. Amy had witnessed his collision and picked up the replacement piece on the way back from her last delivery. As Amy tucked her board under her arm, threaded her way through the cluttered room, and dropped the receipts for her deliveries on the long, scarred counter in front of Stanley, he replied,
"A rush job came in. Company paid top dollar to have this delivered at the Harris Building to some foreign guy, but it has to be there by 6 p.m.
Amy whistled under her breath and shook her head.
"Sounds like the guy who dropped it off should have planned better."
She signed the log.
"I bet Wheels could make it,"
Eric called with a mischievous look in his eyes.
20 says she can't,
Peter countered.
10 says she can,
Polly said, stuffing an Alexander Hamilton in the bedding jar on the counter. Amy was already shaking her head. If she had left 5 minutes ago, she might have made it. The Harris Building was all the way down near the financial district, and the traffic was crazy at this hour. Carl stood up and added another 20 to the pot. Amy groaned.
$200 bonus if you deliver on time.
Everyone froze, including Amy. She looked at Stanley, then the clock, and finally the folder Stanley held out to her. $200 was a lot. Stanley never offered more than a $10 bonus on special deliveries. Between the bonus and her share of the winnings if she made it in time, she would have a nice little cushion for a few weeks. The silence was broken when Polly softly chanted,
"Wheels, wheels, wheels."
Amy bit her lip, then grabbed the envelope and stuffed it in her courier bag. She turned and took off at a sprint, jumping over the love seat with one hand and tossing her skateboard with the other. Her feet hit the board, and she grabbed the frame of the door as she made a sharp turn into the lobby. In no time at all, she had left the building with incredible speed.
"Damn, I think she might just make it," Peter grumbled.
Amy flew along the crowded roads. She hugged her board, keeping low so she could swerve in and out of traffic. She caught the back of a city bus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?